when leaders exit. Compliance lessons small businesses can't ignore. Hook: what if the policies you're skipping right now are the exact ones that will destroy your business when things get hard? Because for hundreds of employees at Beera 91, that's not hypothetical. That's exactly what happened. Context right now. The coaching and consulting world is watching a governance crisis unfold in real time. Beera 91 founder Ankur Jain just stepped down following a lender settlement, while former employees are still waiting on unpaid wages and unresolved statutory dues. This isn't just a corporate story. For small business owners, daycare operators, and early childhood education directors operating on thin margins, this is a mirror. Camicorp Consulting calls it governance drift, and it's happening quietly in small businesses everywhere. 3KEY insights first. Statutory obligations are never optional, even when cash flow is tight. Provident fund contributions and earned wages aren't discretionary line items you can defer when things get hard. The Beera 91 case shows exactly how deferring those obligations creates compounding legal exposure that no founder exit can erase for the employees left behind. If you run a daycare or small business, your people's wages are protected by law. Full stop. Second, documentation controls the narrative when accountability gets questioned. When badminton star Lazy Gia skipped the Asian Games, the Badminton Association of Malaysia had records showing he opted out himself. That documentation meant they controlled the story. In your business, when an employee resigns, declines an assignment, or exits, was it in writing? Because without records, you're left hoping everyone remembers things the same way. Spoiler, they won't. Third, governance structures must be built before the hard times arrive, not during them. Camilla Young at Camicorp puts it perfectly. The policies you put in place today are the ones that will either save you or expose you when the pressure hits. Compliance isn't infrastructure you install mid-crisis. It's the foundation you pour when everything is calm. THE takeaway, here's your one action item for today. Open whatever document you use to track employee policies, or open a blank one if you don't have it yet, and write down three statutory obligations your business must meet every single payroll cycle. Wages, tax withholdings, benefits contributions. Name them, date them. Then ask yourself honestly, are all three current right now? CT read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want a, I generated content like this for your business every single morning. Start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.